not a mission, it's just a simple thing. I've only one ambition, to have the right to bring you your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night. It makes no difference where we decide to live, as long as I'm the one who's always gonna give you your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night. The job of loving you is legal according to the NRA. So let us have a big blue eagle to keep the big bad wolf away. There are a few things you may dislike in me, but you can count on two things that I will guarantee, dear. Your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night.
Sweet and smooth spinning at 78 RPMs. You're listening to the Talking Machine Hour here on WPPM in Philadelphia. I'm your host, David Atlas. And that first record tonight was Roy Smek's Hawaiian Trio with a kind of stale version of Coffee in the Morning on a perfect disc from 1934. Of course, reproduced for you live in the studio here in downtown Philadelphia on Antique Phonographs. 78 RPM shellac discs, toe-tap and tunes from the teens, 20s, and 30s will play for you this evening. So keep it locked out there on 106.5 FM.
Bye. Thank you. while they're winging home to their nest. When the sun is going to rest at twilight, tiny flowers in their bowers winking their eyes. Blow you kisses as you pass by at twilight. Makes you feel as though Mother Nature holds you in her arms. All the world just seems so peaceful and calm. In the evening, when the gray light of the daylight changes to blue, I'm in heaven when I'm with you at twilight.
Yes, Chick Bullock there on a perfect disc from 1936 performing Irving Berlin's composition from the RKO radio picture, Follow the Fleet, Let's Face the Music and Dance, which of course went on to be a jazz standard, as we call them today. Before that, we heard Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on a Columbia record from 1929. Performing At Twilight, you had Bing Crosby leading the vocal trio there and Frankie Trumbauer on the sax solo. So that's a pretty good Potato Head label, they call them. They're a pretty bright green record label, and they feature the likeness of Paul Whiteman's face, which is potato-like in nature. Before that, Smith Ballou, also on a perfect disc from 1932, with Dancing on the Ceiling. Sorry about that one. I honestly, some of these records are recent acquisitions, and by recent I mean like October at the Wayne Music Show, and I might not have previewed that one, so a little more boring than I'd like, but here we are, live radio, taking our chances with these 78 RPM shellac discs. Before that, one that was not a chance, that was Blue Room, the old classic, performed by the old Isham Jones and his orchestra from 1934 on a Vocalion disc. And, yeah, let's keep them spinning. I think we're going to stay in 1929 now. This one's a Brunswick record. And let's give a listen to Mr. Ben Burney and his orchestra here.
Thank you. to do but sit around and think about you. Just think about you. That's all that I do. Nothing else to do but wonder if you're wondering too. Be honest and true. I wish that I knew. I do. I feel the way the photograph you gave me. And now it's up to you to come and save me. When you're not around, I found the night are lonely and blue. With nothing else to do but sit around and think about you.
Oh yeah, we love that Ruth Etting there for you on the Talking Machine Hour from 1926 with Nothing Else to Do on a Columbia Vivatonal disc. Before that, the fabulous Bob Crosby on a nice and loud Decca record from 1938 with the pretty swinging rendition of Pagan Love Song. Of course, Bob Crosby, perhaps best known today for his brother, Derbingo. Also a popular band leader of the time, notably his band The Bobcats. And before that, we heard Ben Burney on a Brunswick disc from 1929 with Glad Rag Doll. Love that tune. And coming up next, it's about the bottom of the hour, so time for our local music spotlight with some Victor Records. Here we go with Mr. Russ Colombo.
Somebody else, somebody else. It won't take long to find we're wrong. We'll be back together again. I'm so glad we had this understanding, because we're both acting strange. We both need a change. Maybe love has made us too demanding. So, sweetheart, I think it's best that we put love to the test. And when we do, we'll both be blue. And be back together again. We'll travel fast, but it won't last. We'll be together again. Let's take our fun where we find it. I know deep down in my heart, if I was meant for you, if you were meant for me, nothing can keep us apart. Oh, you try somebody else, I'll try somebody else. It won't take long to find we're wrong. We'll be back together
thank you.
a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appears before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
You better believe it, Elvis wasn't the first one to cover Blue Moon. Back in 1934, of course, Mr. Chick Bullock and his Levee Loungers performing that old standard there for you on a perfect disc. And before that, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with When You're Counting the Stars Alone from 1929. And also from 1929, Mr. Ben Burney there on a Brunswick disc with I'll Get By. Actually, maybe I didn't play that one yet. Anywho, this next one is a curiosity. It might not be awesome, but it's definitely strange. So hopefully you all enjoy this with me. I couldn't really find any information about it on the internet other than it was recorded in 1926. It's a Columbia Vivatonal record here. And actually, while I'm talking, I'm going to install a new steel needle here in this Victrola and make sure I don't tear this old record up with an old needle. Just a public service announcement to everyone out there with old record players like these. You got to change those needles every time. Every disc, or they'll wear those records down. I should say the records actually wear the needles down because they're so rough. Anywho, this one's called Yiddisha Charleston by Frank Harris from 1926. Let's give it a whirl here on WPPM LP. It's the Talking Machine Hour.
Charleston. Take it away. Now, ain't you heard the latest noise? It's written by two Jewish boys. Oi, that Yiddish Charleston. Oi, that Yiddish Charleston. You should see the Cones and the Kellys doing it everywhere. Oi, oi, that Yiddish Charleston. Oi, oi, that Yiddish Charleston. The butchers, the bakers, the buttonhole makers, doing it everywhere. Mocky mocks with big poisonalities do it every night. Mocky mocks of all nationalities meet the Israelite. Oi, oi, the Yiddish Charleston, they is mere, the Yiddish Charleston. Henry Ford is learning how to Yiddish Charleston now. It is hey, 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 hey.
listen, Morris, play the chorus. Hey, hey, me, hey, hey, day, 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 da 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 da. Acrobat and you clap your hands. Oi, vey, the Yiddish at Charleston, vey is mir. The Yiddish at Charleston, even Klu Klux Kleagles do. That Yiddish at Charleston
Remember to wind the motor first.
Hey,
dreams I know can never be true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Ooh, means my happiness. Ooh, would I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess who. No one but you.
A nice little knee slap and cover of the old standard Al Jolson tune, Who, by Mr. Chick Bullock once again with his Levee Loungers. And I gotta say, I really do love that cover. I'm just a sucker for clapping. If you add a clap track, I'm in. Love that syncopation. Before that, of course, Miss Ruth Etting once more by popular demand from 1927 performing After You've Gone, and at the top, Yiddish of Charleston by Frank Harris. Well, it's definitely a weird one, but I do love Charleston exploitation records like that that came out in the wake of that dance craze. Frank Harris on Columbia from 26. And I think that just about does it for the Talking Machine Hour tonight. Before I go, I'll remind all you folks out there across the ether in radio land, you can also pick up this signal wherever you get your fine podcasts these days, on iTunes and the like, or at my website, stereoatlas.com. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook. That's DJ David Atlas. So thank you for tuning in tonight, and I'm going to leave you with Mr. Ben Burney, actually this time from 1929, performing I'll Get By on a Brunswick disc. Have a good night, everybody. This is David Atlas, signing off.
poverty may come to me, that's true. But what care I, say I'll get by as long as I.
You're listening to WPPM LP Philadelphia, stereo 106.5 FM.